Romans 8:34, guilty. How would you feel if all your sins were exposed on Facebook or X for all the world to see? Even without Facebook or X, there are many voices condemning and attacking us. We hear many voices shouting, guilty. Sometimes we condemn ourselves because we know about our own sins and failures. Feeling condemned by God and by others is magnified greatly through the microscope of shame and guilt. A central message of Romans chapters 1 through 8 is that Jesus has set us free from guilt, shame, accusation, and condemnation. Romans 8:34 reaffirms this message and echoes the words written in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Let's read Romans 8:34. Who is there to condemn us? For Christ Jesus, who died, and more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and he is interceding for us. The meditation questions, the first two are, who can condemn us? How does the death and resurrection of Christ assure us that God does not condemn us? Sometimes we hear the condemning voices of people that we've had conflicts with. Sometimes people attack and condemn us for having different political views or values and opinions. Sometimes people use the Bible to condemn us. Accusation and condemnation are two of Satan's primary weapons of attack. Satan tries to turn us away from the love and grace of God through guilt and condemnation. Wouldn't it be great if all condemning voices were stopped? The one person who does not condemn us is God. John 3:17 says that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And in John 5:24, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed from death to life. Christ died to remove the guilt and the penalty of our sins. He would never condemn us because he died to free us from the guilt and from guilt and judgment. Jesus rose from the grave to give us victory over death and assurance of eternal life. He gives true life to those who trust him. God is the ruler of the universe and the judge of all people. He has declared us not guilty and reconciled us to himself. God is the one person who will not condemn us. If God does not condemn us, we need not worry about the condemnation of others. The next meditation question. What does it mean that Christ is at the right hand of God interceding for us? Jesus is our great high priest who continually represents us before God the Father and intercedes for us. He is our advocate and pleads our cause before God. I will share several verses below that describe Jesus' present ministry to us at the right hand of God. After rising from the dead and ascending to heaven, Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Father, a position of authority and of oneness with the Father. Several verses in the New Testament describe this. Let's read Ephesians 1:19-21. It says, that power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Romans 8:34 states that Jesus is at the right hand of God interceding for us. Hebrews 7:25 is one of many verses that affirm this. It says, Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them. Let's look at a few other verses that describe the ministry of Jesus to us using other words. 1 John 2:1 tells us that Jesus is our advocate before the Father when we sin. It says, if anyone does sin, we have an advocate before the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. As our advocate, Jesus defends us from the accusations and condemnation of Satan. 1 Timothy 2:5 says that Jesus is our mediator. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus is the one who connects us with the Father by removing our sin and shame. And through Jesus, our sins are forgiven and we are restored to our right relationship with the Father. Jesus is our high priest. The job of the high priest is to represent God to the people and to represent the people to God. The high priest intercedes on behalf of the people. The word intercede means to intervene, mediate, or plead on behalf of another person. So we see that the high priest not only talks with God on behalf of the people, but also communicates with the people on behalf of God. Jesus, our high priest, communicates with the Father and the Spirit about our needs, problems, and pain. He also speaks to us and reveals God's love and mercy to us. We do not know what Jesus prays or how the Trinity functions in harmony through his intercession. However, the important thing to know is that we have an intercessor, we have an advocate, we have a mediator, and a high priest. Hebrews 4:15 and 16 describe Jesus' ministry of intercession as our high priest. It says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence or boldness so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Jesus is our intercessor. Jesus is thinking about us and talking to the Father and Spirit about us full time. Hebrews 7:25 says he lives forever to make intercession for them. That means us. That is how much he cares about each one of us. We should never feel that God has forgotten us, doesn't care about us, or does not understand us. This is the bottom line. Jesus, our intercessor, cares about every need and problem we have. Several times in the gospel, we find these wonderful words. Jesus was moved with compassion for them. Jesus loved people, and he loves us. Do you have any needs or problems that he is not concerned with? Of course not. If you have pain, grief, or sorrow in your heart, Jesus knows about it and is full of mercy and compassion for you. He shares your grief with the Father and shares the Father's love and grace with you. Jesus is our high priest, our mediator, our advocate. And Jesus is also the Lamb of God who died for our sins and freed us from condemnation. Jesus is our intercessor who lives forever to intercede for us. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you're interceding for us at the right hand of the Father and that you do not condemn us. Please continue to guide us and lead us through your love and grace. In Christ's name, amen.